Jen Cedarleaf is the center's avian rehabilitation coordinator. She says the bald eagle was found ailing in Ketchikan on January 14th and was delivered to Sitka for treatment the next day.
He could not stand. He was sitting on his hocks, I guess you would call them. He had some mucus discharge from his mouth, and it was he sounded very congested when he would breathe. He had a hard time keeping any fluids down that we tubed him. And he also was standing kind of with his wings out in a, so if you looked at him, he looked like a triangle.
Cedarleaf says this is probably what eagles do to maintain their balance when stressed. Cedarleaf says the Raptor Center's veterinarian, Vicki Vosburg, made her initial diagnosis based on the symptoms, and an X-ray confirmed it.
Well, he had three little pieces of lead in his stomach when we first X-rayed him. Then when we X-rayed him the next day, he had already passed two of the small pieces of lead and only had one left in his stomach.
Cedarleaf says it's impossible to know how much lead the eagle originally ingested or where the lead came from. The pieces were too small to be identified as fragments of a bullet, fishing lure, or something else entirely. She says that just because lead poisoning in eagles is rarely seen in Alaska, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily rare everywhere. The Raptor Center in Minnesota, she says, sees several cases each winter.
I think the reason we don't see them is just because we live in such a huge state and there's so much wilderness that a lot of the times the birds, you know, they could ingest the lead, fly off, and then it doesn't affect them for maybe a week.
There are drug therapies for lead poisoning, but the Raptor Center had none because cases are so few and far between. And Cedarleaf says surgery wasn't an option since the bird was too far gone for either. It died on January 17th, 2 days after arrival.
If I never see another eagle die from lead poisoning, it'll be too soon because it was just not a fun thing to watch this poor bird suffer and knowing that there's really nothing you can do.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.